My name is Joab Okanda. I'm the Pan-Africa Senior Advocacy Advisor at Christian Aid. COP28 started on a high note by the operationalization of the Loss and Damage Fund. This was put forward as the third defense line for people already suffering the effects of climate change, those being displaced by floods, those whose houses, the schools that are being washed away, the bridges built on lawn that are being broken down by floods, and the rivers that are also already drying. So the operationalization of the Loss and Damage Fund and the further pledging of $700 million into the fund was a good start of COP. $700 million, considering the impact, the scale of the impacts, is welcome, but it's not anywhere near enough. Countries, developed countries, need to pull up their socks. Philanthropies need to contribute. International financial institutions also need to put in money. But developed countries should take the responsibility of filling the Loss and Damage Fund. Throughout the week, we didn't see the momentum that we started with in other areas that are important, particularly to developing countries, and that is the area of finance, the area of adaptation. The goal of doubling adaptation finance is not anywhere near that figure. And we know that doubling itself is not enough. The adaptation gap report actually shows us that we need about 8 to 10 times what is currently being provided. And doubling means actually that we'll be short of about five to eight times what is actually required. So even doubling itself is not enough, and we're not even seeing movement on that. Climate finance, we're seeing people dragging their feet, especially finance for adaptation, and this is particularly key for Africa. Global stock tech, up to last night, the technical people are still meeting, trying to come up with another iteration of the text. We need to see that movement, and we need to deal then with the elephant in the room, the elephant that is causing us the loss and damage that we are currently experiencing, and that is phase out of fossil fuels. We need to agree to a deadline, to an end to fossil fuels. We need to agree on that end date of fossil fuels in this COP, because without phasing out fossil fuels, the Loss and Damage Fund will remain meaningless.